got a crystal ball. And he held it all up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him. And I showed him how to do it right. Yeah.
tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say, I'm by myself, I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'm
I'm Hello, Albany, New York. Nice to have you all here with us. It's actually, personally, I'm actually glad it came to the egg. I like the egg. I see some of you dancing in your seats already. I guess it's going to be that kind of night, isn't it? Yeah. All right, well then, you won't mind if I introduce to you, on percussion, Ed Mann. Keyboards, saxophone, and vocals, Robert Martin. I mean, of course, everybody in this band is the one and only because they're so special, but of course, I have to say the one and only, Ray White.
And no,
on the bass, don't be afraid, it's only Scott Tunis. And on guiding light, keyboards, vocals, guitar, everything, Mike Keneally.
And the man with an incredible sense of timing and taste and where everything is in the vault, the vaultmeister himself, Mr. Joe Travers.
Awesome. How many people here like the Roxy and Elsewhere record? All right. Well, then in that case, we're going to play a song that features Ray and Robert on the vocals, and this is Village of the Sun.
Yeah.
bondage, boy.
white night with a flat stone light. Shrinking as she spots the hoop across the room. It's the hoop again. You know what must be a penguin bound now? If you hear that terrible screaming at the rate of what the bird is loud. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy, boy. Oh, you must be careful not to leave those scraps to lose. Oh, she just might box your doggy.
Muhammad on board, and we're getting all these guys together, and I get to get out of the house. Oh, Lord. Anyway, it's great to be back here again and playing. And with, I can't, you, sometimes you imagine all the good guys together.
Yeah.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy yourselves.
Sun is low, and all of my dreams.
sisters think that you will find a better excuse to spend money on a hat at the foyer party.
Thank you. right, all right, all right. Fido, my faithful friend of the canine world.
I asked you to bring me the slippers. You didn't bring the slippers. Every night it's the same problem. Why do you not bring me the slippers? Literally translated, this means, oh, Frank, I was so stoned I couldn't keep them in my mouth. And once again, I have to inform you, Fido, my charming little canine friend, that you must be punished. So take your punishment. Here it comes. Position one. Position two. Position three. And there we have it, a thoroughly punished poodle. Live on stage.
Thing that we're about to do is a lengthy instrumental piece that Frank wrote in 1972, I believe, and it's called Farther Oblivion. And those are hardcore people that you hear going woo, because it was never issued on an album during Frank's lifetime. Although some of the melodies that you're about to hear were, like, part of it ended up in Gregory Peccary, part of it got turned into the Bebop Tango. The end section got turned into Cucamonga. He mined this piece for nuggets for quite a while. It's a beautiful composition. And when I heard that this tour was going to happen and that I was going to be able to play music with these amazing musicians, I said, oh, please, please, let me play Farther Oblivion with them. And that's what we're about to do. I'm very grateful for that. It even makes Scott smile. And those of you who maybe are not such hardcores, and we love you, and I'm so glad that you're here, if you're perhaps very new to the world of Frank Zappa, And one of the most, one of the questions I get frequently is, where do you start? It's so daunting, it's such a huge body of work. And while we're playing this next piece, you're going to see a whole bunch of album covers go floating by on these fancy screens. And it's, I think it's the entirety of his released body of work, maybe a few titles missing since there's new albums coming out every other week. But my advice is, don't worry, just dive in, pick an album, maybe you just like it because of the cover or something, but don't think about it, just go. Just dive in and have a good time and swim around and just enjoy this amazing world of music. And it's going to be your friend for the rest of your life. So just welcome and go, how do you do? My name is Andrea, and I'd like to get to know you and just pick an album and listen to it and then keep going. All right. You like that, Joe? Okay. Anyway, Joe Travers, with one mere bar of 3/4, is going to count into the beginning of Farther Oblivion. We hope you enjoy. Thank you. Wait, I have to put my ear in. I always forget that part. All right, I'm with you.
Thank you. in the painter's kitchen. If it ain't one thing, it's another. In the middle of the night when you get home, the bread things are all dry and scratchy. The meat-like things where the cats ate through the paper. Oh, those old tin can things with the sharp edges that can chop up your fingers so you don't watch what you're doing when you get home. The soft little things on the floor that you step on when you got bare feet. They can all be dangerous. Sometimes the milk can hurt you. If you put it on your cereal before you smell the plastic container. And the stuff in the strainer has a mind of its own. So be very careful in the dangerous kitchen when the nighttime has fallen and the roaches are crawling. In the kitchen of danger, you can feel like a stranger. The bananas are black, they got flies in the bag, and also the chicken. In the dish with the foil, when the cream is all flattered, and the salad is frightful, your return in the evening can be less than delightful. You must walk very carefully, you must not lead a dance. Can get on your clothing and follow your ears as you walk to the hall. And you think of the world and watch it sleeping in clothes. It gets on your bed, it could get on your face, and it could eat your emotion. You could die from the danger of the dangerous.
chin and said, my, 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 what sort of thing might this lady get high upon? The $40 bill didn't matter no more. When her sister got naked and laid on the floor, she said, dynamo, man, with the bed. But she could use a little if I wasn't done yet. I told her just because I said I'm all the place in the sky. No reason to assume I won't give her a try. So I pulled on her hair, got her legs up in the air, and asked her if she had any cooties in there.
Thank you so much, so very much for coming tonight. It takes a lot of teamwork. It takes a village to make something like this happen. It takes a huge leap of faith with the band, you know, and it's the best band in the world, right? And we're all here celebrating and honoring a guy that, you know, when a son loses a father, if you have an opportunity to suspend disbelief even for a moment so that you can feel like you could have him back, that's been the North Star. That's been the journey for me, and I really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I hope you would have a good time. So I'd like to jam with these guys for a second, get stupid with you guys, do some conga magic, right? So you'll see me in a second. If you want to join me, I'll be on the side of the stage. Don't worry, let's have some fun, let's be safe, do some stupid shit. But until then, you know your mama. I know your mama. You know your mama. Let's do it.
Okay. exclusive meet for all unicorns in the universe. Join me. Let's conga. Let's fucking do this.
He's coming. He's coming. Watch out. He's on the way.
Here I come. Who wants to go? Come on. How you doing, man? Let's conga. Woo! Bonjour.
There we go.
Come on! Woo! Hey! Join in! Come on, brother! Get unicorn together! Now! Stop! Hold on!
now, it's real good.
Thank you. It's also using the verse in the You got three papers, me, you, and him.
Nice. Top exchange information.
I'm the beer engineer. If you ever see me on Dime, you'll never forget that name.